Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is 69 degrees at News Radio 1080 KRLD, headed for a high in the mid-80s today. And our top story this morning, this is a special edition of the KRLD Morning News with the latest on the breaking news we brought to you as it happened yesterday, the deadly shooting at the ICE Dallas field office.
Two people remain in critical condition this morning after they were badly wounded by a sniper who committed suicide before he could be arrested. Both of the wounded are reported to be ICE detainees. A third detainee was killed. The shooter has been identified as a Collin County man named Joshua John. KRLD's Russell Scott is reporting live from the ICE field office in Dallas, where all of this went down 24 hours ago. Russell, how's the scene this morning?
Well, here's what I'm seeing right now, Heather, outside the ICE facility. Two dozen television cameras trained on the building, reporters milling about. Across the street, armed ICE agents are patrolling the perimeter. Behind here is the building where the shooter climbed onto the roof and opened fire. Overnight, Vice President J.D. Vance has said he's seen evidence that the shooter was going after law enforcement. ICE's acting field office director, Joshua Johnson, telling us that he's seen online rhetoric, and he says that online rhetoric has to stop.
There are people out there who are seeing what is being placed online, and they're coming and they're doing acts of violence against ICE employees. So that's kind of all I have for today, is that it's just got to stop. It's dangerous, and people are losing their lives.
One thing I did want to mention, the shooting happened before dawn yesterday. It is not unusual, I'm told, for people to be here that early to check in with immigration officials. I'm told that oftentimes appointments for people start as early as 5 a.m. Again, a lot of activity outside the ICE facility, but the investigation continues. Live in Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Winner of the Texas Broadcast News Award for Best Anchor Team. This is the KRLD Morning News.
This is the KRLD Morning News, live from the Milestone Plumbing, AC, and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Heather Behrens.
And I'm John Little. KRLD's Austin York continues our team coverage of this top story. The FBI now combing over two homes in connection to yesterday's shooting.
The homes are connected to the shooter, 29-year-old Joshua John. One is in Fairview, Texas, the other in Durant, Oklahoma. Both homes belong to John's family, both of which John had frequented before the shooting. Besides the markings on the bullets with anti-ICE rhetoric, authorities have not been able to identify why John chose to do what he did at the place in which he did it. John's mother has been very vocal on her Facebook page about her anti-gun stances and her dislike for Texas Republican lawmakers. Her page is now filled with comments condemning her for the attack allegedly perpetrated by her child. John does have an arrest record for marijuana possession out of Collin County in 2016. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Our team coverage of the deadly ICE field office shooting in Dallas continues with KRLD's Alan Skaya saying this is far from the first outbreak of violence at immigration and customs enforcement locations.
Homeland Security arrested a guy in August when he showed up outside the same office and claimed he had a bomb in his backpack. On July 4th, an Alvarado police officer was shot responding to a protest at a detention center there. Acting director of the ICE Dallas field office, Joshua Johnson, says rhetoric is putting people in danger.
So that's kind of all I have for today, is that it's just got to stop. It's dangerous.
People are losing their lives.
Up to 14 people were charged in that Alvarado case. An affidavit says the suspect started shooting at the officer as soon as he got out of his car and hit him in the neck. The officer survived. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It is 7:07 at KRLD.
I'm Kurt Lewis. Of course, this investigation is really just getting underway, and their first step is to get a look at the shooter's devices.
The team's in place making application for search warrants to get into them. Search warrants to access online, everything about this guy.
As a former FBI agent with expertise in counterterrorism and national security, Tom Petrovsky says the Bureau's behavioral analysis experts, informally known as profilers, will dig deep to penetrate the shooter's thinking to find clues about why he did this thing. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's 7:08 at KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Former Cowboy Micah Parsons returns to AT&T Stadium this Sunday night with the Green Bay Packers. The Cowboys are a touchdown underdog. Number two, hundreds of federal workers whose jobs were cut by the Department of Government Efficiency are being offered their jobs back. Those workers have until next week to decide if they'll return. And our top story, the investigation continues in Dallas, where a rooftop shooter takes aim at an ICE field office, killing one detainee and wounding two others. The gunman, who left behind anti-ICE messages, fatally shot himself.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:22 at KRLD. Good morning. We continue this special edition of the KRLD Morning News. Reporting on the events we brought to you as breaking news 24 hours ago. John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Two ICE detainees were badly wounded, and a third was killed by sniper fire from the roof of a building near the Dallas ICE field office. In recent weeks and months, there have been several bursts of political violence, and they share many characteristics. So much so that investigators believe copycats are influenced by previous incidents.
More than a year ago, it was a sniper on a roof taking aim at President Trump. And just 2 weeks ago, a gunman firing shots from a rooftop perch in Utah, taking the life of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. Investigators there saying they found shell casings inscribed with messages. It's an alleged tactic that also gained attention in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York. And then again, Dallas, investigators released a photo of what they say shows shell casings with anti-ICE messages.
NBC5's Scott Friedman goes on to say experts believe many of these shooters leave such evidence behind as a type of calling card, hoping to get their 15 minutes of fame.
We'll have more on that story throughout the morning on KRLD. Meanwhile, two men wanted in connection with a kidnapping in Minnesota are captured here in Texas.
The sheriff's office in Washington County, Minnesota, says they got a call about a home invasion and kidnapping last week. They say two suspects had waited outside of a home, then ambushed one of the residents at gunpoint when he took out the trash. Once inside the home, they stole tens of thousands of dollars worth of cryptocurrency from the family. The two suspects were gone by the time deputies arrived, but investigators got security camera footage showing their vehicle and its license plate. Records showed that it had been rented in the Houston area. That led them to 23-year-old Raymond Christian Garcia and 24-year-old Isaiah Angelo Garcia. They were arrested in Waller County on charges of burglary, aggravated kidnapping, and aggravated robbery. From the 24-hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD is the station in DFW for market and business updates. Here's business analyst David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, you know, Wall Street is having a tough time getting its act together here the last couple of days. Light selling across the board on Tuesday and Wednesday. It looked like we were making a stand this morning, but now we're beginning to slip on back. Not much. The Dow looks down 50. The NASDAQ down 121. The S&P down 22. And again, for context, we're still probably 1% away from new all-time highs. But this thing is really pausing right now. It started in a lot of the stocks that have been big beneficiaries of artificial intelligence, and that's continuing. We're seeing some weakness in NVIDIA and Oracle and the rest. There's not enough movement elsewhere to offset this. Intel, for example, was a big gainer yesterday and looked to be sharply higher today. There are reports in Bloomberg that Intel has approached Apple about Apple making a big investment in that chip maker. Now, they've already been successful in getting $5 billion from NVIDIA, SoftBank $2 billion. They got money out of the U.S. government in return for a 10% stake in the company. And like I say, the stock was trading higher, but right now Intel's, well, it's higher by a half a buck or so. Earnings out today from Accenture. The stock's lower after those numbers. Jabil slipping after their numbers. CarMax down 8%. Revenues and earnings came in below expectations. Now, coming in a few minutes, we get jobless claims, durable goods orders, and the gross domestic product for the last quarter. Then later on, it's existing home sales, so they could be market moving too. Crude's down 45 cents, 63.94. Gold's reversed. It's back up $15.60 today. 10-year rates slightly higher at 4.15%. And they're killing cryptocurrencies again. Bitcoin's down another $2,000. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 7:26 here at KRLD.
Central Texas Recovery Update.
There is no end in sight for the cleanup effort in the Texas Hill Country.
Those affected by the July 4th flooding are coming up on a couple of key deadlines. October 1st is the last day they can apply for free debris removal through FEMA.
You hear horror stories about FEMA, and through this whole process, they have been outstanding.
That's Kerr County Commissioner Don Harris. The damage from a wall of water is now mostly on private property. To qualify for free FEMA help, landowners must be able to show that the debris presents an immediate threat to public safety or property. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, Texas homeowners could be impacted if the government shuts down October 1st, and that impacts if there's some flooding.
That's because the National Flood Insurance Program would lapse, and that, of course, is underwritten by the federal government. Rich Johnson with the Insurance Council of Texas says it would impact new policies or renewals, and there's a 30-day waiting period after anybody gets a new policy or re-ups. He says wherever it rains, it can flood.
90% of flood events where flood insurance is needed is actually in low-risk areas. You need to remember that there is no no-risk area. There are just low-risk and high-risk areas.
He says you might want to look into a private policy just in case. From the 24-Hour News Center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Cowboys have been horrible on defense this season, and head coach Brian Schottenheimer is not mincing words about the fact that they have to play better. He says he's spoken with the defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus.
I had some really good conversations with Flus. That's no different this week. Flus gets the fact that we need to play better. You know, he's, you know, very honest. You know, he's not been through this before. You know, and had, you know, a string of two games like this where you're just kind of, you know, hurting yourself and you're having self-inflicted wounds.
He says it's business as usual with the Packers coming to town, even with the return of Micah Parsons. That will be the Sunday night football game.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.